You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And, well, this week's episode is really more of a public service announcement, if you will. On the 30th of July, this year's BBC Proms kicked off. It's the annual festival of classical music that's held at the Royal Albert Hall in London. And whether you're a fan of classical music or not, whether you think it's not for you or that it's something you're not interested in, or whether you love it completely already, the Proms really are a brilliant way of dipping your toe into the water and having a nice little easy introduction to this style of music. There are 8 weeks of shows going on, many of which are going to be shown on BBC television and will then be available on iPlayer too. And they feature music from some of the most well-known classical composers of all time. Mozart, Beethoven, Vivaldi, Mendelssohn, the list goes on and on. And there's also more modern music and music from further afield in the world. Like, I guarantee that there's something for everyone. And as I've said, watching it on TV or on iPlayer is actually a really easy, accessible way of trying something new. Like, there's no foul at all if you don't like it. You just switch it off and give something else a go. There is a link here in the post to the full BBC Proms programme. It runs up until Saturday, the 11th of September. So do have a look through and see if there's anything there that takes your fancy. Because if you're a musical theatre fan, it's also particularly good news, as there is an entire prom dedicated to the golden age of Broadway. The live concert happened last night as this episode comes out, but it will be shown on television on BBC Two at 6:30 p.m. next Saturday, the 7th of August. And boy, does it look good. It features all the biggest composers of Broadway's golden age, like Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, George Gershwin, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Frank Loesser, and so on, with songs taken from some of their best-loved musicals, including things like South Pacific, My Fair Lady, Anything Goes, Annie Get Your Gun, High Society, Guys and Dolls, Oklahoma, and so, so many more. Not to mention as well a superb cast of West End legends who will be performing these fabulous songs for us. There's Wicked's Louise Dearman, who is still, I think, the only actress to play both Elphaba and Glinda in Wicked, although obviously not at the same time, although I would love to see her try. She'll be joined by Phantom of the Opera's Katie Hall and Nadeem Narman, American actor Clark Peters from The Wire and John Wick, and then Jamie Parker as well, the man who originated the role of Harry Potter in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Like, you don't get better than this. And they'll be performing alongside the BBC Concert Orchestra conducted by Richard Balcombe. And look, if you've seen any of the previous Broadway or Hollywood-themed proms, you'll know how wonderful they are. The music is exquisite, the performers are the creme de la creme of the theatre world, and the atmosphere at the Royal Albert Hall really captures the nostalgia and grandeur of the Golden Age. So it's definitely worth giving this a watch, because I know it's going to be brilliant. So if the Golden Age of Broadway prom takes your fancy, make sure you give it a watch at 6:30 p.m. on BBC Two on Saturday the 7th of August, or catch up on iPlayer after the event. There's a link here in the post to remind you of all the relevant information and the full list of songs that are featured in the concert. And of course, there's also a link to the season programme for this year's proms, so you can see what else piques your interest. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. Of course, I'll be back again next Sunday evening with a brand new episode of Spotlight On at 7 p.m. So come back then to find out exactly what's going on in the world of musical theatre. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.